I'll put up sample PLCDs or in care. Today's date is 01/12/2026. The dictation is for Mr. Bradley Forsh. Forsh spells F-U-C-H-S. Bradley spells B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 6/10/16/1956. This is a 69-year-old gentleman here with right hand pain, period. Next line, patient said this has started about 3 days ago after he was bitten by his own dog. He says his dog's leg was caught in the door and he was trying to get it out when he was accidentally bitten, period. He described pain as sharp, rated pain as 9/10, said pain is located diffusely in his hands, was worse on the dorsal surface, period. Patient said he came in today because he's now having difficulty making a fisk and has had significant increased swelling and redness, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. His hypertension. Next paragraph, past surgical history. His non-social history endorses alcohol use, denies drug or tobacco use. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 9954, pulse 107, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal sign. We go back to subjective. Patient reports that he has had a tetanus shot approximately 10 or 11 months ago when he has cut himself and does not need a tetanus shot today. He indicated the dog's correction. Just he had a tetanus shot about 11 or 12 months ago, nothing else, nothing follows, period. Next paragraph. Right hand, diffusely erythematous, his hand is globally warm to touch, he has reduced range of motion of all digits, he has a positive Finkenstein test, he has two puncture wounds on the dorsal surface of his hands, there's no bleeding or discharge, no fluctuance, no induration, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right hand pain. Number two is tenosynovitis. Number three is dog bite. Number four is cellulitis, period. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about his condition, the severity of dog bites in his hands, and the importance of getting care from a specialist. I called several hand specialists, and because of insurance issues, they could not have taken care of this patient. The patient was sent to the emergency room for a full evaluation, period. Next line. Patient was offered Tylenol, 1,000 milligrams. He declined. He requested. He requested Darvocet, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Darvocet was not given. End of dictation.